Know he had to hit you with another one. Told you every day 420. Dodge Rose, Silver Haze, and Piff. Sour Diesel hit the scene, I was gassed up. On everything, you'd have thought I had a pet skunk. My nigga Dodie put me on that Sweet Island Kush. Get cracked at the line of scrimmage past that Reggie Bush.
Rack Gorilla roll up and just kiss the sky. Smoking on the loud, taught a nigga how to fly. In the whip, windows up, high box the car. Getting higher than the clouds, chilling with the stars.
What up, jesters and jestettes? I decided this morning that I'm going to do a daily podcast. I'm going to start a daily podcast called Up First Commentary, which is going to be a commentary on NPR's Up First broadcast they do every day, because a lot of it is just, I thought news was supposed to be neutral, not slanted one way or t'other. So I'm going to do some commentary to commentate on their bullshit that they're trying to put out there. Whilst we smoke a bowl, goddammit. So let's do this shit. Let's start it up.
2 months before leaving office, President Trump fired an official for telling the truth.
The Homeland Security official reported the election was secure. What does the departing president gain by dismissing him?
I'm Rachel Martin along with Steve Inskeep, and this is Up First from NPR News. How many U.S. troops will be abroad by the time the president leaves office? The acting defense secretary says wars in Iraq and Afghanistan are coming to a conclusion.
Looking for my lighter.
In reality, how many troops will stay?
12 million Americans could soon lose their jobless benefits.
We just try to muscle through. I try not to tell them that we're broke.
Mitch McConnell, the Senate Republican leader, has said he favors another relief bill by the end of the year. Why has the Senate so far done nothing? Stay with us. We've got the news you need to start with.
God, that tastes good.
Just over 2 months before he leaves office, the president has fired a top Homeland Security official.
The outgoing president removed Christopher Krebs for an accurate report about the election.
Accurate.
Krebs oversaw accurate, the Internet Security Office. Who the fuck? Election security. A statement by his office called it the most secure election in American history. This matches the findings.
Okay, let's start with that statement. Excuse me. The most secure election in history. What does that implicate? Or what does that imply? That other elections weren't very secure? Fuck you with your goddamn integrity bullshit.
Officials across the country. It did not, however, match the president's false claims of fraud. Those claims are so baseless that in the court,
baseless,
the president's lawyers have been repeatedly forced to say they're not even alleging fraud because, of course, you cannot lie in court. So far, the suits have failed to change a single vote.
NPR's Miles Parks covers election security and has been following all this. Miles,
hey, Steve.
Before his firing, who is he and what role has he played through this election?
Right, he's basically been the federal official in charge of coordinating the election security efforts across this country. You know, there's more than 10,000 individual voting jurisdictions across the U.S., and 4 years ago, they were not communicating about threat information and, honestly, much about best
but
practices.
Why don't you look into fucking software, motherfucker? That's fucking Democrat-owned.
That.
Software, man. But see, that's why it's most secure, because you can't fucking check the software.
So be patient.
Or go by line by line in the code. Well, I don't know. I'm a fucking idiot when it comes to that shit.
For the bad guys, whoever they are, to come in and try to sow chaos, sow doubt,
like you.
The integrity of the process.
Fuck the integrity. The integrity's fucking gone.
Legitimize the election aren't going to stop.
Go fuck yourself, brother, man.
Krebs was respected by Republicans and Democrats alike on Capitol Hill. And one official who worked with Krebs that I talked to last week said he was, quote, easily the most competent and able of any political appointee I've worked with.
Go fuck yourself. What do you do, suck your ass? Jesus Christ.
We just heard.
Shut up.
About people coming
so much. Let's get rid of all the goddamn adjectives.
So in the integrity of the process,
fuck the integrity, I'm telling you. There is no integrity. It was gone long before I was born.
Yeah, it's sort of ominous at this point hearing that clip. And you've kind of seen this happen from the cybersecurity and infrastructure security agency that Krebs oversaw Over the last couple of weeks, misinformation there has become maybe their biggest component of election security. A few weeks back, Krebs' agency started this website called Rumor Control, aimed at fighting bad voting information. Now, Krebs has been completely out of
bad voting, and what the fuck does that even mean?
Started to fact check Trump, but since the Trump campaign has been the biggest spreader of voting misinformation lately, that's essentially what that website has been forced to focus on.
Well, let's fucking do critical thinking skills, motherfucker. Jesus,
come. Have been making in court and in public, so it's hard to say that last night's outcome of Krebs being fired is a complete surprise, even to Krebs. You know, somebody close to him that I talked to said he thought of this Rumor Control website as a sort of calculated risk, considering how often President Trump makes false claims about voting. There was a chance that these two things were going to come into conflict.
And we gotta you just got to look at the fucking rallies. How many people did Trump have at his rallies? And how many people did fucking Biden have at his rallies? Get the fuck out of Dodge, bitch.
Have been failing in suits so far. But we've gotten to this point, and now Krebs has been fired. Does his ousting matter?
Yeah, I mean, the impression I have from...
Why the fuck would it matter? We're going to forget his name in fucking a week anyway. Go fuck yourself for that bullshit.
You know, November 3rd.
Stop fucking trying to dig shit that isn't there. Shut up.
Obviously fragile times for national security, and Krebs was the person in charge in the federal government of defending the whole U.S. government against cyber attacks. But it's not like this security work just stops with Krebs.
Exactly.
One official at the DHS told me that this move will actually only serve to motivate people working on election officials within the agency.
Now, Miles, amid this firing and all of these false claims that have failed again and again, there was an unusual development last night in Michigan that briefly brought attention on social media. Would you describe who did what?
This is in Wayne County, the county that encompasses Detroit. Basically, the local county board of canvassers was scheduled to meet to certify, but, you know, sounds familiar now, partisan gridlock took over briefly. The board's two Republicans initially voted against certifying the results based on what they called security concerns.
Security concerns.
No evidence anything fraudulent happened here.
Go fuck yourself with that bullshit. Go fuck yourself with that bullshit.
Reaching a compromise to instead request the Secretary of State
common sense, motherfucker.
Issues in the election.
Fuck out of here, that bullshit.
The bottom line here is that, you know, even though the Trump campaign is celebrating this as a win, it will not have any effect on the final results in Michigan. Joe Biden won Michigan by more than 100,000 votes, and there's still no evidence anything nefarious happened here or, frankly, anywhere in the country. Why?
Shut up.
So this brief holdup fit in with the Trump campaign's disinformation efforts.
Again, look at the fucking rallies, and then you tell me what the fuck happened, numbnuts.
The Republicans who did it backed off after a couple of hours and things move forward?
Right, and, you know, you can expect, you saw President Trump tweet about this, calling, you know, celebrating it as a big win. You can probably expect similar things in the coming days. This has been the Trump campaign game plan at this point is, you know, celebrating these minor bureaucratic wins that don't actually have an effect on the underlying election results. Those results being the results that show Joe Biden won the election by a fairly wide margin.
Oh.
And there's Miles Parks. Thanks for your reporting.
Thank you, Steve.
Shut up, Steve.
We now have a better idea why the departing president changed leadership at the Pentagon.
Shortly
after losing the election,
everybody.
President Trump fires the defense secretary. Now it seems clear the move cleared the way for an announcement on Afghanistan. The new acting secretary of defense, Christopher Miller, made a statement yesterday.
I'm here today to update you on President Trump's plan to bring the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq to a successful and responsible conclusion. And to bring our brave service members home.
So we're bringing our kids home. That's fucking horrible. Shut the fuck up, goddamn cuntbag.
Miller said mean that all troops are coming home.
Not at all. Thousands of troops will still remain in both countries. Now the Taliban are resurgent in Afghanistan, and they have not stopped.
It's awesome that our fucking kids are coming home. That was sarcasm, in case you couldn't fucking tell. But of course, their opinion is, oh, it's horrible. Well, fuck you. Send your motherfucking kids over there then, dick licker.
Steve, but in neighboring Syria as well. So no conclusion by a long shot. The White House has mandated a troop reduction in Afghanistan going from about 4,500 to 2,500 by January 15th and a smaller drawdown of 500 in Iraq to 2,500. It will happen, These are orders from the commander-in-chief.
Okay, but when you say it will happen, we're in a world where we have to describe that the words don't mean what they mean.
Newspeak, 1984, George Orwell.
Doesn't mean the war is concluding. Bringing our troops home doesn't actually mean the troops are coming home, but there is a reduction in troops. Did Acting Secretary Miller say anything about how conditions have changed in a way that will allow some of the troops to come home?
Steve, he said nothing. He took no questions, and before he spoke, a senior defense official who insisted on being unnamed repeatedly refused to talk about the specific conditions leading to the cuts. Steve, the bottom line is this. The president campaigned on getting troops home. He's doing it, and officials are not being honest that this is fulfilling a campaign pledge. It has little to do with the deliberate, reasoned reduction the military wants.
Although when you say he's doing it, they're still not actually doing it if some troops are going to remain. So what does all this mean for the Biden administration?
Why you got to nitpick every goddamn thing?
Well, probably not too much. The remaining troops,
we can't pull everybody out, goddammit. They can't bring them home. But why are there going to be some people there if not everybody's coming? Man, go fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself.
In a sense, he and his advisors will be deliberate, holding the Taliban to their agreement, not just make a knee-jerk announcement as we see here.
All of this comes as we're hearing of a White House meeting where there were discussions of possible missile strikes on Iran, and I want to emphasize the word possible. How do those things match up with bringing troops home?
Well, they really don't. As far as this, we know there was a meeting with the president's most senior advisors, and we know that Acting Defense Secretary Miller, Joint Chiefs of Staff General Mark Milley, all opposed any kind of military action with Iran. There's no indication the president is going forward with it. Some fear that could escalate and threaten the U.S. forces in the region if that happened.
Tom, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
NPR's Tom Bowman.
Fucking NPR, man.
Okay,
I thought they were more neutral.
Americans could lose their jobless benefits right after Christmas.
But again, they got shit like this, so it's
released by the Century Foundation, a progressive think tank.
They're just
Congress has been at a standstill over a new economic relief package since the summer. And as the coronavirus continues to spread out of control, many parts of the U.S. are facing new lockdowns.
NPR's Chris,
of course,
because
fucking we're in
the
goddamn regime. And you think Biden's
going to
change anything? Fuck no. He's making it worse. Stop being fucking woohoo!
Go yourself. And so what that did is two things. It expanded the universe of people can qualify to
start
get
this bowl again,
and you know, some of them are self-employed or a bunch of different things, and it extended the amount of time that people could collect them, because it's a big national crisis, is what we do in recessions. This has happened before, but two big federal programs that are part of that expire on the same day. It's the day after Christmas. I spoke to Andrew Stettner with the
isn't that so nice of
Foundation,
the fucking government who's supposedly here for the people. They're gonna cut your ass off because little fucking squabbles. They can't agree because my team needs to win. Go fuck yourself. Goddamn, be for America, not for your goddamn team.
Look, you know, this is happening at the worst possible time. Anybody who's had the radio or the TV on knows the virus is raging around the country. He says this could be, quote, a
fucking virus
end to one of our darkest years.
With all that said, Chris, the unemployment rate...
Rule by fear.
Is not as bad as
make everybody afraid. Then they'll listen to anything you fucking say.
...in a better situation than it might have been.
Sure. I mean, some people might be able to find unemployment rates coming down, but there are still 10 million fewer jobs than before the recession hit. That's a lot of jobs. And so in many states, too, things are going in the wrong direction. Things are being locked down, restaurants, et cetera, more than they're opening up. And a lot of people just don't have good options.
What are you hearing from some of the people looking for work?
I spoke to Todd Anderson in northern Michigan. He's a single dad. He's got four kids. He's been going through this. five-year-old twins. He loves his landscaping job. He did stuff at resorts. That went out the window. And the unemployment money for him just hasn't been enough. He's been selling off his belongings to try to make money. Cabinets he had, a pair of hiking boots.
And I sold tools, tools of my trade. I sold, hoping that, hey, I can rebuy them as I get on my feet.
And to save money, he was living in this tiny cabin in the woods with his kids. And he says they didn't even have furniture, like a real table to eat at and stuff. But winter was coming, and so that wasn't going to work. So he was able to borrow just a little bit of money from family to get a security
deposit. There's a lot of people out there like that.
So that he and his kids could move into actually just a small house.
So you always got to know that there's somebody out there doing worse than you.
They watched me cry because you could sit around the table.
When people ask me how I'm doing, worse than some, better than most.
As a dad, that's kind of important to me. So we just try to muscle through. I try not to tell them that we're
You don't use that word try, man. You either do or you don't. There is no try. Live by that, man. You do or you don't. There is no motherfucking try.
Meanwhile, there just isn't any indication that Congress is on the cusp of working this out and compromising and getting a deal together this year.
Yeah, because their team needs to fucking win. They don't give a fuck about the American people. It's my goddamn team. Go fuck yourself.
Thanks, Steve. That's NPR's Chris Arnold. That's up first for this Wednesday, November 18th. I'm Steven
Scott. Damn.
Come back tomorrow. We appreciate you.
So, there's my first first commentary coming right at you. As always, smoke weed every day and make shit happen. Bow wow.